You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a pendulum? Well, a pendulum has three parts: a fixed, motionless point at the top, a suspended string, chain, or a rod, and a weight at the bottom, which is called a bob. There are a number of things that affect how the pendulum swings. Gravity pulls the weight down. A force, which is a push or pull, moves or swings the pendulum sideways. And finally, friction with air, also called air resistance or drag, which causes the pendulum to eventually stop swinging. The term period is used for a complete swing of the pendulum. If you lift the bob to the right, for example, when it swings all the way to the left and then all the way back to the right, that's one period. The higher up the bob goes in a swing, the greater the period. And the height that the bob goes to each side is called the amplitude. Don't forget, though, that here on Earth, where we have air, the bob won't return to the exact point where it was originally released because of air resistance. Now, here's something that often surprises people. The period is not related to the mass or weight of the bob. The swinging from side to side doesn't depend on whether the weight is heavy or light. Objects do not fall faster or slower because an object is heavier or lighter. The force of gravity is the same on everything. Here's an experiment to try at home. You'll need about 1 to 1.5 feet of string, a heavy washer, and a light washer. Tie the heavy washer on one end of the string and the light washer on the other end of the string. Hold the light washer in one hand right beside the heavy washer, which you're holding in your other hand, and then just drop the heavy washer. Keep holding the light one. You'll notice that the heavy one will fall straight down due to gravity. Now, lift the heavy washer sideways, let go, and you'll see it swing side to side. Now let's add something that's kind of interesting. Take your left pointer finger and point it straight out in front of you, pointing away from you. Make sure that it's not slanted up or down. Hold a small washer in your right hand and then loop the string with the heavy washer over your left pointer finger so that the heavy washer is just a few inches below your left pointer finger. The string should be going from left to right, and keep it perfectly horizontal. Remember, you're holding the small washer in your right hand. Let go of the small washer from your right hand, but don't move your left pointer finger. The larger washer, because of gravity, will fall straight down. The small washer will swing towards your left pointer finger, and then it'll swing up and over your pointer finger. Over and over and over, stopping the heavy washer from falling. If this doesn't work, you might need to experiment a few more times or even experiment a bit with heavier washers. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of a pendulum. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.